Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Kelsia, is that true in your life? You know the Lord? You've invited Him in to wash your heart cleaner than clean? That's good news, isn't it? And you're headed toward heaven, right? That a girl, part of the family of God, Daniel, Andrew, Hannah, and Josiah. Nice to have you listening. Sarai, hello to you. Madison, welcome. Esther, thank you so much for the picture, sweet kid. And you stay cool, too. Joy, blessing, Victoria, and patience. Good to have you listening. And Joy, thank you for the picture. Tiana, nice to have you along. Bianca, good to have you listening. Hello, Zach. Stand up tall and straight, young man. Oh, my goodness. What have they been feeding you at home? You're growing, I think. I can tell from 1 week to the next, Zach. Take good care of that body of yours. David and Kara, nice to have you listening. Hello, Hannah, Elise, and Kara over here. Good to have you along. And hello to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, you might remember that Joshua led God's people into the Promised Land. When he was old and blessed with many victories, his work was done. Before he died, though, he had some important words of wisdom for his people. What did he say? You can find out during Bible Time, coming in just a few minutes. Christ-centered, Bible-based radio for little people and their families. This is We Kids.
We're following Jesus, just like Matthew, Peter, and John. We're following Jesus, just like Thaddeus, Philip, and Tom. We're following Jesus, just like Simon, James, and Andrew. Like them, the Lord is calling me and you.
They all loved Him.
I want to love Him.
They all served Him. They all knew Him.
I want to know Him.
They all followed.
I want to follow.
Come on then.
We're following Jesus, just like Matthew, Peter, and John. We're following Jesus, just like Thaddeus, Philip, and Tom. We're following Jesus, just like Simon, James, and Andrew. Like them, the Lord.
Jesus led them.
Feed me, Lord.
Jesus fed them.
Feed me, Lord.
Jesus used them.
Use me, Lord.
We're following Jesus, just like Matthew, Peter, and John. We're following Jesus, just like Thaddeus, Philip, and Tom. We're following Jesus, just like Simon, James, and Andrew. Like them, the Lord is calling me and you.
Come on!
Like them, the Lord is calling me and you.
Good way to get started on We Kids. Thank you so much, Donut Man. And a good reminder that there's only one way to live, and that is by following Jesus. Kids have asked me, Mr. Nick, though I'm a Christian, but somehow I sin and I do some bad things. Am I still in God's family? And to that I say, yes, yes, yes. You can't be an unkid. Just because you do some bad things in your own household, that doesn't mean that you're not a child of your parents, does it? And just because you have some troubles in life, this is not to excuse sin. But just because it sneaks into your life, and sometimes it sneaks into my life, too. You just have to confess it and say, Lord, I made a terrible mistake. I sinned. Again, will you please forgive me? And this goes for big people, too. Even though sin makes God very sad, the Bible says it grieves God when His children sin. He's willing to forgive us. And yes, once we're in the family of God, that is forever, that's for keeps. Hebrews chapter 13, the end of verse 5, God says, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. The Christian loves God, and if you're a child of the King, you want to please Him, not fool around with sin. It's all a part of following Jesus. Hey, kiddo, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids. Nice to have you in tune. What were those wise words of Joshua? Coming up next, a little creation music now.
Who turned the light out in the sky? Who made the moon look like a pumpkin pie? God did.
God did, of course.
God did.
That's true, Mary. Sing it.
Who made the clouds like marshmallows? Just like
just a cute song. That's a true song. Thank you, Mary Rice Hopkins. In case you're wondering where we've all come from and who made all of this, yes, it's been made by the maker of all, the creator of all, God Himself. He's the one who made it. Now on to Bible time, and based on Joshua chapter 24, we're going to hear about Joshua's farewell. Ever wondered what happened to this leader, this one who helped the Israelites to conquer so many of the enemies? Listen to this. Now Joshua was an old man who had served the Lord well. He knew he would soon die, so he called Israel together to make an agreement for them to serve God. Joshua spoke to the people. He said, Now you have heard the Lord's words, so you must respect the Lord and serve Him fully and sincerely. Throw away the false gods that your people worshipped. That happened on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Now you must serve the Lord. But maybe you don't want to serve the Lord. You must choose for yourselves today. You must decide whom you will serve. You may serve the gods that your people worshipped when they lived on the other side of the river, or you may serve the gods of the Amorites who lived in this land. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, No, we will never stop following the Lord. We will never serve other gods. We know that it was the Lord our God who brought our people out of Egypt. We were slaves in that land, but the Lord did great things for us there. He brought us out. He protected us while we traveled through other lands. Then he helped us defeat the people living in these lands. He helped us defeat the Amorites who lived here. So we will continue to serve the Lord because he is our God. And then all the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God. We will obey him." And then Joshua told the people to go back to their homes, and everyone went back to his own land. After that, Joshua, son of Nun, died. He was 110 years old. Youngster, here's a good passage from the Bible to remember. Joshua 24:15, the last part of that verse. "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." There is no better way for a mommy and daddy to build their family than on the rock-solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never fail them.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man.
Matthew chapter 7, music about building on the rock-solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. A good reminder about right living.
Mr. Nick.
Oh, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, it's march time.
And would you like me to officially announce it?
I'm ready.
And now, it's time for our wonderful weekend's march.
The drummers are good helpers today, Mr. Nick.
They always are. It's the T-bone players that bug me. Settle down, crew.
Mr. Nick, may I pick the march leaders?
Well...
May I, Mr. Nick?
Well...
Please, Mr. Nick.
Okay, Nikki, but you can't pick yourself.
Thank you.
You're on.
Oh, boy, this is fun. Sarah, you're ahead of Amanda and Stephanie today.
Hey, Sarah.
Kara, you get to be ahead of Elise over in this family, over here. Jaycee, you're ahead of Joshua.
Yeah.
Byron, he's only two, Mr. Nick.
I know.
I think he can do it ahead of Brittany, Carmi, and Ronald in this household.
Hey, Byron.
And Sunny. You're leading Leanna, Sheila, Rachel, Danny, and Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel, you're ahead of Timothy, Christina, Josiah, Destiny, and Susanna over here.
All right.
And one more, Mr. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, you're ahead of Blessing, Victoria, and Patience.
Good job, Nikki.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Will you take the rules, please?
Glad to. During our wonderful Wee Kids March, rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Sari, are you listening? Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four...
You guys be good.
What'd I tell you? Watch out for the trombone players, too, during our wonderful Wee Kids March.
Let's go.
And they're off. Hey, Jordan, it's not a race. Put those feet in time with the music now. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. It's a little faster, huh, Madison? Keep those feet in time with the music, knees up high. Sarai, hello to you. Esther, are you leading or following?
This is fun, Mr. Nick.
Yay, Nikki. Leon Allen, Yanise, nice marching. Here comes Timothy. Behind Ariel and Christina and Josiah and Destiny and Susanna. And the K-Kids come marching through. Hello, Kyle and Kayla and Corey. And over in this friendly family here are the J-Kids, Jamie, Jonathan, and Jesse. Watch out for the trombone players. Byron, little guy, are you... What are you doing? You're supposed to be ahead of Ronald and Carmi and Brittany. Oh, my. Simona comes marching through. Hello, Kara. Hello, Elise. Sarah, you're supposed to be ahead of Amanda, I think, and Stephanie, I think. What's going on over here? JC, good marching. Hello, K&K's daddy. Good marching, sir. And Madison comes marching through, all smiles. Hello, Richardson. And Adam and Nick. Oh, I like your name, Nick. Good marching, guy. Sunny is out in the lead. This is the way it's supposed to be ahead. Leanne behind, Sheila behind, Rachel, Danny, Faith. Good following, kids. Oh, you kids are terrific marchers. Michael, Joshua, and you guys keep the feet in time with the music. Watch out for the ball players. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers. And you may be seated. It's fun to have march leaders and followers, but you know who the real leader is, don't you?
Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way. Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way.
We'll do exactly what He says. He'll never steer us wrong. We'll follow Him through thick and thin, our hope, our life, our song. We'll walk the straight and narrow, but if we should trip and fall, He'll pick us up and dust us off. He loves us one and all. Oh, follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way. What could we do to follow the leader? Come on, tell me.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Obey your mom and dad. Trust the Lord with all your heart and He will make you glad. Pray and read your Bible. Be gentle, good, and kind. Thank the Lord for everything. Seek and ye shall find.
All right.
Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way.
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only leader who never leads us astray, who never makes mistakes, who knows exactly the way to go through life. And the best way to go through life, are you following the leader who is Jesus? I certainly hope you are. I pray you are.
Share.
Being like the Lord Jesus Christ is not an easy thing to do, youngster. That means talking like the Lord Jesus Christ, thinking like Jesus, being helpful like Jesus, loving others like Jesus loved them. In fact, is it impossible to do that? I guess so, except for one thing. You can pray to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I want to be more like you. And he'll help you to do that. And if Jesus is not already in your heart, you need to do that first. Invite him to come in and to wash your sin away. And then you can start being like Jesus. Youngster, have you ever wondered what heaven is going to be like?
Lion cubs and woolly lambs and big fat fuzzy bears. Roly-poly elephants leaping with the hares. Monkeys climbing tall giraffes and tickling their ribs. Heaven is a happy place and heaven is for kids.
Leopards chasing big baboons simply for the fun. Chimps are grabbing tigers' tails just to watch them run.
Otters climbing golden banks and using them for skis.
Heaven is a happy place and heaven is for kids.
Little crows pet polar bears just to feel the fur.
Little boys lead lions round just to hear them purr.
Sheep and wolves are playing games like the Bible said. Is a happy place and heaven is for kids.
Just in case you're getting old and think you cannot go, I hear they don't check wrinkles there or hair that's white like snow. In fact, the way I hear it, they'll welcome you right in.
And just before you know it,
you'll be a kid again. Singing songs with angel choirs or eating angel food. Running round the countryside or city streets of gold. Your imagination can't begin to comprehend. Heaven is a happy place and heaven is for kids. Heaven is a happy place and heaven is for kids.
A good reminder at the end of the program about the beginning of eternity with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, youngster, I'm looking forward to heaven, and I hope that you are too. You don't get there, by the way, just by being good. You have to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And, as we were talking about during Bible time, you need to follow Him. You need to live for Him. Remember the words of Joshua? In Joshua 24:15, the last part of that verse, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Youngster, that's the way to get to heaven. Serving Him, having Him live His life through you, living joyfully for the Lord Jesus Christ. And to help you do that, we have your wee kids. Whoops, I think I hear my ride waiting out there. Hang on, I'm coming. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly do. See you around.